This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. A grand jury will review a police shooting that left six innocent people injured in downtown Denver last month. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has more.
The anticipated body cam footage from last month's police shooting in Lodo was released Tuesday. The footage shows Denver officers navigating a large crowd and eventually commanding 21-year-old suspect Jordan Waddy to get down. Waddy is seen tossing a gun to the ground as police open fire on him. Police bullets struck Waddy and six bystanders in a nighttime crowd in Lodo. Denver District Attorney Beth McCann says a local grand jury will review the incident to determine whether the three involved officers should be criminally charged. Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
For the second year in a row, Arizona and Nevada will face cuts in the amount of water they can draw from the Colorado River as the West endures more drought. Federal officials made the announcement Tuesday. The cuts are planned for next year. They will force states to make critical decisions about where to reduce consumption and whether to prioritize growing cities or agricultural areas. But the seven states that rely on the river could soon face even deeper cuts that officials say are needed to prevent reservoirs from dropping so low they cannot be pumped. Mexico will also face cuts. According to the director of the state's health insurance exchange, tens of thousands of Coloradans will benefit from the Inflation Reduction Act signed by President Biden this week. The act deals with climate change and prescription drug costs, and it extends Affordable Care Act tax credits through 2025. Officials say the subsidies will reduce average out-of-pocket costs by $900 per year for more than 100,000 people. A warm and dry day in the Denver area, highs around 80. Slight chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon in Colorado Springs and Pueblo. Mostly sunny in Grand Junction, highs close to 90. This is CPR News and KRCC.